Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, you've heard so much about the Affordable Care Act, and you wonder to yourself, as I do, what do doctors really feel about this whole Affordable Care Act, the whole health insurance, you know, situation, the start on October 1st? Well, my guest is the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, Dr. Jane Orient. Welcome to the show, Dr. Orient. Really, first question, what do doctors think?
Well, they think this is the Unaffordable Health Insurance Act and the No Care Act, because this insurance is a plastic card you're going to put in your pocket, but it certainly does not mean that you're going to have access to care if the doctors have decided that with this one they can't do their job. They will just be conscripted to fill out all kinds of busy work. And two, they can't get paid, and then how are they going to pay their bills? So many of them are saying that they may leave the profession altogether, or they may just decline to sign up with any of these Obamacare plans.
Now, I have talked to so many doctors in my 8 years, thousands, Dr. Orient, and some have really been a fan of some sort of change in the healthcare system that was a mess. Some have moved states because of, you know, lawsuits and their insurance premiums skyrocketing, you know, gynecologists specifically. And so how is this really any different than when, you know, Medicare was putting that cap on, all of the things that have been going on? How is this different?
It's more of the same, only worse. It's certainly not a reform. The problem is that we have a third-party payment system. Unlike when I went into practice, say, 40 years ago, people went to the doctor like they went to the grocery store. They expected to pay. They did know that their doctors were generally very, very generous if they really couldn't afford to pay. But the doctors were not spending their time on hold on the phone pleading with insurance companies. They were not spending their time filing and refiling and appealing claims. They were doing a service to the patient who put a value on it, who paid at the time of service. Most of the time, this was not covered by insurance, but it was quite affordable. And if it was covered by insurance, it was the patient's job to file the claim and to get the money from his insurance company. And the insurance company did not come between the patient and the doctor. Now, this is the reason for the escalating costs and for just the mammoth amount of waste and bureaucracy. But what Obamacare does is try to force everybody into this system. And what doctors are thinking of, we just need to get out of this system and going back to where we were working for our patients.
Now, some emergency room physicians that I've spoken with have said they're hoping that this will, you know, kind of like declutter the emergency room so that people who didn't have insurance who would go to the emergency room to use it as their clinic might actually now be prompted to go and have well care or go to see a physician because they have a doctor, because it's covered, instead of going to the emergency room. Do you think that that's what it will do in theory?
No, we already know that that's not what it does. We can look at Massachusetts, for example. The emergency rooms are filled with people on Medicaid. They're not filled with uninsured people who are afraid they're going to rack up a big bill, so they don't go there if they don't really need to. And going to the doctor for wellness care does not keep you from coming down with the flu or appendicitis or breaking your ankle, which will send you to the emergency room. This whole bit about it will declutter the emergency room. It's just not true.
So now, what about also, you know, the medical home and pediatricians and such are trying to put together the medical home concept. Where do you think that this fits in? Do you think that now the insurance companies were dictating whatever they were dictating for the last however many years? Now, do you think it's the government telling the insurance companies and then the insurance companies coming to you all? Now, is that what's clogged up the bureaucracy?
Well, the insurance company, and following the dictates of the government, will tell me that I have to do all this and this and this and this for screening and to nag people about their smoking and their weight and so on and on and on. And if I spent all my time doing that, I wouldn't have any time at all to speak with a patient who's got belly pain or who's got arthritis or something else that isn't on their list of five things that they think will make us all magically well if we just monitor it.
But now, do you think that some of those preventive medicine will... I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Orion, so I do believe in preventive medicine, but do you think that there is a place for that?
Oh, absolutely, there's a place for preventive medicine. People like you are the ones that do it. Grandmothers, mothers, people who care about their health are the ones that do it. You can't exercise for the person. The person has to be motivated to do
absolutely.
It for himself. Going to the doctor and getting weighed and measured, it's not really going to help if the person is unmotivated.
Well, that's certainly true. And it is personal responsibility. And I think that this does take away some of that. So what would you like doctors to be able to tell their patients? I mean, there's more boutique practices opening up that won't even take insurance. So what would you like to say for doctors right now?
I would like to say, we're open for business. We are delighted to take care of you. This is what we charge. We do not spend our time wrestling with your insurance company. This is what we charge. You're welcome to come see us. We care about you. We're not collecting data to send to the government. We're not following government dictates. We're asking not what does your insurance plan cover, but how can we help you?
Do you think that there is a way that, you know, based on what you do for a living and that you're the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, what could you do to maybe help this situation? Is there something that doctors such as yourself in a position of really authority, people like you and at the AMA and AAP and all of these organizations can do to make this an easier transition or to make it a little bit easier to understand?
Yes, we have seminars at least 3 times a year on Thrive, Not Just Survive, teaching physicians how you can go back to practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Look at aapsonline.org/freedom, and there are physicians from all over the country, specialists, primary care physicians, who are really doing it. They're going back to the way of welcoming their patients, and their patients come to see them because they trust them and because they can get excellent care at an affordable price. I think using a boutique practice is really a misnomer for most of these practices because a lot of them don't charge a fee up front. They're just there the way doctors always used to be.
Yeah, and I know, I understand that. And boutique practice is just sort of the coined term. But, yeah, they charge a yearly fee, and then you sort of get that care like concierge service. You can call kind of whenever you want. But yes, you're right. That's a specific type. We only have 1 minute left, Dr. Orient. So please just wrap it up for us what you think the next step will be with Obamacare, with the Affordable Care Act, and doctors. I mean, do you think they're going to flee the country?
I hope not. I hope what they're going to do is get off the plantation, declare independence from all these third-party meddlers, and go back to treating their patients with personalized, affordable, loving care instead of filling out checkboxes for some insurance company.
Well, and I think that paperwork, you know, I can't even imagine what you all go through with the paperwork, and I think that that might only get worse for sure. I don't think that it's ever been great. The paperwork. Do you think?
Well, I never have done it. I always serve my patients directly.
So, do you think if it was all electronic, that would be anything easier?
No, it's even worse. You got to fight with a badly designed computer system that's sucking up all of your data and your medical privacy and creating more costs and more hassles.
Wow. And so, please give your website where people can get more information on doctors and how they are reacting to the Affordable Care Act.
Well, aapsonline.org, and if you want to hear talks by doctors who have declared independence, it's aapsonline.org/freedom.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jane Orient, and you are listening to Radio MD. If you missed any of the great information that we give, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at Radio MD, and you can scroll around. You know, we do so many great shows on this network for the American College of Sports Medicine, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American College of Emergency Physicians. They're all doing shows with us, and they're teaching you, and we're learning with them, and that's the great thing. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, it's your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.